feeding your passion for local sports in the afternoon. It's the Drive Guys with Kevin Gleason and Kyle Draper on your radio at 1140 AM.
Streaming audio at SacktownSports.com and the Sacktown Sports app.
You can also watch the show on YouTube at Sacktown Sports 1140. Here are the Drive Guys with Kevin Gleason and Kyle Draper.
Have a holly jolly Christmas, put the angel on the tree. Just like San Francisco is atop the NFC. Hey, what a great time of year, huh, Kyle Draper? Coming to you from the Golden One Center. I know you were at the 49er game yesterday. Drive Guys getting underway here. We got Kings and the Nets tonight.
Yeah, we're talking basketball all day, right? You know, 3.5 hours of basketball. Nobody cares about that 49ers game yesterday.
Well, we normally would.
Since you were there. I like to look ahead.
We got to get your bird's eye view of what went down yesterday, how you enjoyed the stadium.
Do we have to? I'll tell you what. And coming up, I'm going to have a heart-to-heart conversation with Niners fans.
All right.
Because this has gone too far, Niners fans. This has gone too far, and I'll tell you why in a minute. But, no, it was a good weekend, man. Took my kids down there. My son had one of his friends with us, and so we got to experience Levi's, you know, walk in and hear all the tailgating and everything. It was rough, though. It was rough for me. I'll be honest. Just being around that much red, it just, like,
So you didn't wear your Brock Purdy jersey?
And I thought about it, but, you know, I couldn't unwedge it from under the couch, you know? it's still stuck under the couch, but I thought about wearing some Eagles gear down there, but, you know, I had the kids with me, so I didn't,
I didn't want to start anything. People dropping.
Yeah, exactly. You know, you got the kids with you, and so, I tried to keep it PG down there.
Plus, the other thing is now, if you wear an Eagles jersey somewhere, people come up like, oh, are you okay? Can we get you something? You know, because the team's struggling.
Oh, is that what's happening now?
Yeah.
Is that,
yeah. Oh, okay. Are you all right? Did you need to sit down? Can we get you something to drink? You need something to eat?
What's the Niners record again?
The 49ers are on top of the NFC right now.
What's their record?
With the tiebreakers, they are the number one seed in the NFC.
10-3 is 10-3, baby. Talk to me at the end of the season. That's how I feel.
Three-way tie now, technically, the 49ers are the tiebreakers. But how about that?
Yeah. And you know, somebody tweeted at me, man, it just had to be a horrible day for you, Drapes, huh? The Niners win, and then your Eagles get blasted by the Cowboys. But if you remember, I went into the weekend saying, I'm worried about Philly. Like, if any unbiased, objective fan would say, you know what? The Eagles are not playing well right now. They're in some trouble right now. I could see it. You could see it. People at home can see it. NFL fans can see it. Heck, the Eagles can see it themselves. Nick Sirianni talking about, you know, how the team has gone through the gauntlet, been through a lot of, you know, blank as of late. And they're not playing well. And so it was a bad day to be an Eagles fan yesterday. Not only did you lose, you lost to the Cowboys, who you hate, and the Niners win. Mm-hmm. So now they have the tiebreaker. You know, they're in first place now.
Well, I have to give you credit. You had pointed out weeks ago that, hey, the schedule was getting really tough for the Eagles, but they're pretty much through that now. So we got a three-way tie, and the Eagles' remaining schedule, they're at Seattle, they play the New York Giants, they play Arizona, and then they're at the New York Giants. So that's got to make you feel a little better about things.
Yes, it does. And you know, what upsets me is these last 2 weeks, you know, sort of have characterized the entire season for Philadelphia. You win those last four games, you're 14-3. At the beginning of the year, if you ask any team if they would take 14-3, people would love it. But because the Eagles got thumped the last couple of weeks, even if you win those four games, right, you got to prove it in the playoffs. You know, it's all right, 14-3, that's nice, but can you go on the road maybe to Dallas? Can you go on the road maybe to San Francisco? That's when you're going to be judged. And so get through the rest of the regular season, Philly, and then regroup and come back strong in the playoffs.
Now, you could win your last four and still end up a wild card if Dallas won their last four.
Yeah.
But are they going to do that? Dallas is at Buffalo, at Miami, then they got Detroit, then they're at Washington. So if the 49ers,
the
49ers take care of business, they got the inside track to the number one seed at Arizona. They got the Ravens. They're at Washington. Then they got the Rams. So obviously that one Ravens game stands out there. But the 49ers right now back with the inside track on the number one seed. And yesterday, the Seahawks threw a few scares at them.
Yeah.
But the 49ers just exploding with big plays yesterday when they needed them.
It sort of reminded me of the Philly game last week. You know, you struggle a little bit early, although first play from scrimmage, you get the long run by CMC. But when you look at, you know, the Seahawks, they were up in that game. They were up 10-7.
Yeah.
At one point. They were feeling good about themselves, and then, bam, the Niners turned it on, and it was, you know, final score 28-16. In the second half, I never really felt concerned for the Niners. I always felt, even just watching them, the eye test, they were clearly the better
team. They had
that
game on their hip the whole way.
Yeah, the whole way.
Putting it away.
Yeah,
putting it all away.
Putting it away. And I don't think fans were nervous or scared or anything like that or worried about their team. And the Niners are playing the best ball out of anybody right now in the NFL. And so at this moment, Niners fans, go ahead. You rejoice. Clap your hands. Come at me in my mentions. Your team is the best team right now in the NFL.
Oh, how bad has it gotten? I bet you a few people go, hey, Kyle, our team's better than yours, right? Is that what it is?
Do I need to pull it up?
Good luck.
I'll tell you.
Good luck to your team, but we like our team better.
You
stuff know, like that. That's not that bad.
Yeah, exactly. We'll see you. We'll get you next time or something. No, but, you know, a lot of times I'll mute people or something like that. I've had to block some guys out there. Like, you know, check out this guy. This just came in 43 minutes ago. It's the gift that keeps on giving.
Uh-huh.
Because I said, I ain't scared. You know, I posted a video outside Levi's. I'm like, let's go. I'm going up into enemy territory. I want to see for myself what Brock Purdy looks like. I want to see Debo back it up in person. And so somebody said, why would you be scared anyway? We're not a bunch of ghetto blank bandwagon incels who get off by yelling, cussing, and throwing things at other fans. We have class. Maybe that's just what you're used to in that blank hole you call Philly. So, yeah.
Did you retweet that?
Nah, not that one. I did retweet wow. one. Did you see that one I retweeted?
I'll be honest. I've kind of steered clear of that whole thing a little
bit. Yeah, so. That's a smart move. I did retweet and reply to one guy, but then I decided to mute him.
Uh-huh.
Let's see what he said. Oh, you ain't even repping your sorry blank team. LMAO blank name call right there. It's just, you know. And so I'm going to have an intimate conversation with Niners fans.
Sure.
And if you want to do that, you could hit me up, too. You could call us up, 916-339-1140. Let's talk about what happened yesterday. But I'll keep going to what I said back in October. I said it in November. It's December. The Super Bowl hasn't been decided yet, Whitey. Ultimately,
True.
There's one team that's going to have bragging rights all offseason. I still don't know who it's going to be.
It's not going to be the Eagles.
Just, for now,
I know. Kyle, the nicest, most humble, quiet guy there is. Now he's dumping on me.
The tables do appear to have turned, and they can turn back again. But for the 49ers, Eagles aside, and everything that you've said about the 49ers and how you feel about the Eagles aside, putting that aside for a moment, I mean, this is a great weekend. This was a great weekend for the 49ers because they finally did, for all their problems and that losing streak and injuries, they got back to where they wanted to get to. They haven't finished the deal yet, but they're back on top of the conference, which is that's what they were pointing to, you know, even before the season started.
Yeah.
That's significant.
And when you look at it, it's easy to see right now. They're the best football team. Best
they look
team
like
football.
It. Sure.
They look like it.
Yeah.
You know, give me a hole that they have. The secondary's playing great.
It ain't the Chiefs, I'll tell you
right,
that right
It ain't the Chiefs, that's for sure.
Sorry,
it's
Jerry
not
Reynolds.
The Eagles either. You
yeah.
know, Cowboys, I think we got the two best teams, obviously, in the Niners and the Cowboys right now. If you want to throw the Ravens in there, you can, even though it took them overtime and a punt return yesterday to get the win. But, no, but here's the thing. And I caution Niners fans, and we're going to have this conversation over the next 3.5 hours. You can rejoice. You can throw darts at me. You can come at me. You can do whatever you want. But don't be like arrogant Warrior fans. The Super Bowl hasn't been decided yet. And so, Whitey, and I'm going to say this again next segment too. You've been around sports long enough. I've been around sports long enough. I've covered enough sports to know what happens in September, October, November, December doesn't necessarily guarantee what's going to happen in January or February. So I'm not going to talk no more trash.
Okay.
I'm going to wait till it's all done.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
We do know historically, okay, September, October is one thing. You get November, things that happen in November, and then in December, they tend to be a little more significant. Doesn't prove anything.
Doesn't prove anything.
But it's a good time of year to be playing your best football.
Yeah, obviously you want to play your best towards the end of the season, but you still got four games left to go.
Mm-hmm.
It's not over yet. I mean,
right.
You still got a month of NFL games
mm-hmm.
left to go.
By the way, play of the day yesterday didn't even count. The fake punt. That was awesome.
That was awesome. And he caught it himself, right?
Yes,
like,
yes.
It wasn't even a design. Or he saw something and took off running.
He saw, like, there's nobody over there.
That's a lot of green space right there. No, that was amazing. And but to have it called back, it was a gut punch. You know, like, Niners fans were fired up. They were high-fiving. And then all of a sudden it was like, oh.
Right. Oh, right.
All right, but, you know.
Yeah.
What can you say? That was great, man.
I remember, going back to the preseason when I was doing a show with Chris. We had a guy on from Seattle, our sister station. And people in the preseason were talking about, you know, Seattle, watch out. They could compete for the division. And, I don't like the Seahawks. So yesterday after McCaffrey took that first carry for 68 yards, whatever, I was, ha ha, this is going to be a laugher. And then, as you said, Seattle came back. They actually were leading. But the 49ers are interesting because I'm used to them being more methodical and efficient.
Yeah.
And they were like, they're not very good. Boom, big play.
Right.
Boom, big play. It's interesting to see them get it done that way.
Well, they got big play guys. I mean, you know, Deebo Samuel is back to 2021 Deebo, you know. The way he's playing right now, he's virtually unstoppable.
He plays positionless football.
Positionless football. You got to account for him all over the entire field. Same thing with Christian McCaffrey as well. And then you throw in Brandon Ayuk. This is a complete football team.
That's your guy, right?
That's my guy, Brandon Ayuk. It's funny, though, because my son wanted to buy a jersey. I'm like, hey, long as it's Ayuk, we can make it happen, young fella. Don't be coming at me with no Brock Purdy, Nick Bosa. Uh-uh. Not in the Draper household. Nah, we're not doing that.
I hope you had the opportunity to take your son to the 49er Museum.
Why would I do that?
The history of the most incredible franchise in the history of the National Football League. The most storied franchise in the history of the National Football League.
You got to understand my backstory. If you guys don't know, I actually grew up a Cowboys fan. Tony Dorsett, Drew Pearson. Those were my guys, Danny White. And so even back in the 80s, I hated the Niners. The 90s came. I hated the Niners. 2023, I still don't like the Niners. And so, you know, why do I five Super Bowls? What'd they do? I covered the Patriots, big fella.
You know what?
I covered the Patriots. I covered the dynasty, Tom Brady and Bill Belichick. Why do I need to go to the Niners?
It's the holiday season. We'll offer you amnesty. You just we'll forgive and forget. You just come on board now.
Are you a Niners fan?
Jump on board.
That's been your team?
Not, if I'm being honest, not forever.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who's your team, man?
I pulled for the 49ers.
Who was
I covered them for so long. I used to be a Rams fan way back when.
Way back when.
They went to St. Louis
the first time. Like,
yeah.
Before, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Going way
but
back.
That, thank goodness, that wore off.
Right.
Yeah.
Smart move. Yeah.
But, you know, I was, see what you think of this comparison. I was in radio about the time like Nirvana came along and radio changed. And I feel I was lucky. Something similar happened. I was covering the 49ers in the early days of Bill Walsh. And it was the same type. But that's when I first started. It's like, I'm covering this team, learning about this, learning about football. It's like, well, hello. This is one of the most incredible franchises ever. And Bill Walsh is making history and changing the game. And I was there and I got to see that. So that's the type of thing that kind of, you know, sticks with you a little bit. Like you say, you covered the Patriots. Yeah, they were making history while you were covering
history. They were rock stars wherever they went. Same thing with the Niners, like you said, the 80s and 90s. And so I get it. I understand that, you know, but it's been a while for the Niners. And who knows, man, if it started right now, they're the champions, right? They are the favorites. But you still got 4 weeks left to go.
Kyle Draper has a message, a heartfelt message to 49er fans. I'm really looking forward to finding out which way this goes. It's next. Whatever it is, it's coming up next year. Drive Guys coming to you from the Golden One Center on Sactown Sports.
Your afternoon home for Kings Talk and so much more. The Drive Guys on Sactown Sports.
From the Golden One Center, Kyle Draper, Whitey Gleason, getting ready for the Kings tonight. We're going to talk 49ers in just a moment, but letting you know what's going on out here at the Golden One. Kings wearing the City Edition uniforms tonight.
Oh, okay.
Yeah?
All right.
Got your blue. I'll tell you, there's
I love those.
Yeah, I do too. I wish they'd put the names underneath the number on the back because
like,
the Kings,
back in
the day? They were the first team that ever did that. But be that as it may, it's a nice look. And I'll tell you what, we'll talk more about it, of course, but I think it's easy for fans to look at the Nets and go, the Nets, who do they have? They're no good. They're no pushovers. The Nets are
they're in the mix in the East. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're definitely in the mix and they got some grinders, guys that have been sort of counted out. Maybe not the big, you know, all-star names or anything like that, but Mikal Bridges can get you 40. You know, Cam Thomas, you know, if he plays tonight can go off. You know, Cam Johnson, like Spencer Dinwiddie, like they got players, man. And so this is one of those games, too, when you have the Clippers tomorrow night, trap game. This has trap game written all over it. And so if I'm Sacramento, if I'm the Kings, you know, the blueprint is come out, get up on these guys early, and hopefully Fox and Sabonis and those guys can rest because you got a big one tomorrow night against the Clippers.
Also, there's been some buzz in the media about the Kings being a potential suitor. Maybe talking to the Raptors. It's a little iffy there. Pardon me for being so careful with my words. But we'll talk more about that. Are the Kings really in the mix? What does it mean that they are believed to be in the mix for a player like Pascal Siakam? We'll get to all that and more. But right now, Kyle Draper has a heartfelt message for 49er fans. And I just hope that the healing can start now.
And I'm with you, Whitey, and thank you. Because this last 24 hours... I tell you, Niners fans, we've been through a lot this season. From that 5-0 start, I didn't believe in you guys, to me doubting Brock Purdy, to me hyping up my Philadelphia Eagles, who had the best record in the entire NFL going into this week. But after going to Levi's Stadium yesterday and watching the Niners up close, after giving them the eye test, and seeing Brock Purdy, and seeing Debo, and then going home and seeing what happened to my Philadelphia Eagles, I want to make a couple of points. So I'm talking directly to you Niners fans right now. Those same Niners fans that called me names on Twitter. That same Niners fans that said I was scared to wear Eagles colors. I'm talking to you guys right now. The Niners are the best team in football. The Niners are Super Bowl favorites. Brock Purdy is the favorite to win the MVP. My Eagles, we're in trouble. My Eagles, we're in trouble. We got some things to work out. So all I'm asking of you Niners fans is this. Stay out of our business. Let us Eagles fans mourn and try to figure out our situation. I don't need to hear from Niners fans right now, Drapes, what happened to your Eagles? Why are you trying to kick me when I'm down? I understand, Niners fans. It's been 40 years or whatever it's been since you won a championship. I understand. You're a little emotional. I see it in the social media comments. You're emotional about this. But remember, it's only football. It's just a sport. So no need to kick me when I'm down. We'll see you in the NFC playoffs. We'll see which team makes the Super Bowl. I'll say this. Mad respect for Debo Samuel. One of the best receivers out there. Virtually unstoppable. Brock Purdy, having a good season. Great season. MVP candidate. But I will say this about Brock. He looked shaky to start the game.
Here we go.
He looked shaky yesterday to start the game.
Here we go.
Kyle Shanahan, there was a reason why Kyle Shanahan turned to CMC early. They saw something on the film. And so I'll say this about Brock Purdy, and this will be it, Niners fans. He's your quarterback. You're going to defend him to the death. He'll probably win NFL MVP, but he's not my MVP, and Whitey, here's why. Who's the leader of the San Francisco offense?
The quarterback is the leader.
Nah. You can't undoubtedly say that. Who's the leader of the Cowboys?
Dak.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Who's the leader of the San Francisco 49ers?
I just told you.
CMC.
Not working.
Debo.
Trent Williams.
You got to go down like four or five till you get to the quarterback, Brock Purdy. And so my MVP has to be the leader of the offense at least.
Yeah, he
has to. And so as great as Brock Purdy's numbers are, that's why I think if he doesn't win it, that'll be the reason why. Dak Prescott is the face of the Dallas Cowboys. Brock Purdy, he's not there yet.
Well, I don't believe in, you know, grading apologies. But if I did, we're
that
looking
was pretty
at,
good.
We're looking at like a B minus, maybe a C plus.
No. Leonard Keene says, Grapes, you're a good sport.
That you are a good sport. Well, you proved that last week with the jersey. But when you're talking about, hey, don't kick me when I'm down, this is the guy who, the day after the 49ers lost to the Vikings, called up, because he was on the road with the Kings, called up and said, hey, 49ers fans, ha, 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 ha.
Did I really do that?
That was you.
Whitey.
That was you.
Don't you understand what I'm trying to do here? I'm really trying to extend the olive branch to Niners. I'm trying to take the high road on all
that.
I'm trying to let bygones be bygones. What Michelle Obama say? When they go low, you go high.
But
I'm trying to go high, and you're bringing me back into the mud.
Because you're trying to have it both ways a little bit. That's all.
I'm just telling you what I saw. The eye test. Remember,
right.
I went there for one sole purpose, and that's to see that Niners squad up close and personal. Brock Purdy looked shaky in that first quarter. That's all I know.
How many yards did he throw for? No, it's a question.
You can't Monday morning quarterback this.
What did he throw for, like?
Three something? Yeah, let me pull it up. 368. 368. But guys were second half, guys were running free out there.
Yeah, but 368.
They were running free out there. It wasn't like the one throw to Debo in the second quarter, that was on point. That was on target. That was a great throw. I give him credit for that. But like I said, come on, man. Like, the eye test shows me Brock Purdy's a good quarterback. But, man.
Let me just say this. That's great.
Throw Jalen Hurts in that offense. See what happens.
Yeah, he couldn't make
the throw team. Dak Prescott in that offense.
Jalen Hurts be battling Sam Darnold for the backup job. I don't know how that would go. But it's nice that you say, hey, I saw the 49ers. They're the best team in the league, and Purdy's the MVP candidate.
I said all that.
I think, that's great. But if I'm on behalf of 49er fans, I would just say, we don't need an Eagle fan who used to be a Cowboy fan to tell us that, because we already knew that. But it's great that you recognize that, yes.
I'm going to let Niners fans have their day, because you have to understand. I get it. You guys haven't won in, what, almost 30 years. I get it. You got to close the deal, though.
Hmm.
The Super Bowl is not won.
That's what
on
this
December
year's about
10th.
For the 49ers.
You got to finish the job.
You're right.
And so I'm going to reserve and hold back, and I'm not going to talk about my Eagles. I'm not going to make any proclamations.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to wait till the job is done. Right now, the Cowboys, Eagles, and Niners, if I'm correct, all are 10-3. We got a three-way tie. Sure, the Eagles aren't playing well right now, but that doesn't mean they won't be playing well a month from now. And so I'm going to let it all play out, man. Mm-hmm. This is what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to find it. Text back and forth you and I had a few weeks ago.
You're trying to pull receipts on me.
No. It was more like, I'm going after 49er fans. And I was like, are you sure you want
to? I said that? No, I never
well,
said
something
that.
Like
I never
that.
Said...
I'm not even going to.
Let me say this, though, about the experience at Levi's Stadium. You know, it was hard for me being there. All that red, bang, bang, Niner gang. Niners. Like, that was really difficult. Yes. I walked up to the stadium. I'm going through the tailgate, and all I'm hearing is E40. Now, mind you, I grew up loving E40.
From Vallejo, yeah.
I loved E40. But not his Niner songs that he's and I'm like, do I have to hear
What do you think
this?
They're going to play?
No, I'm just saying it was hard for me. It was difficult. I will say Niner fans were very respectful. I didn't have my Eagles gear on. Like I said, I had the kids with me.
Did the kids have a good time?
Yeah, they had a great time.
Good.
And I will say, my son did want to buy a jersey. I told him, all right, you got to pay for half of it. But they had Purdy, they had CMC, and they had Bosa. And he decided against it. He said, nah, Dad, I'm good. Mm-hmm. So my boy, he knew not to bring a Purdy jersey up in there.
Yeah, probably not the best place to buy a jersey, I'm thinking.
Yeah, they were like $175 or something like that.
Uh-huh.
But you got to be authentic, though, right? When you buy a first Niners game, you know. Mm-hmm. But I was like, you better go to the thrift store last year's version or something. But no, I couldn't let him buy a Brock Purdy jersey. I would not have allowed that.
Why not?
He might be out the league next year or something. Why would I?
Really? Yeah. I'm sure that's going to happen. 339-1140, 1-800-920-1140. You want to weigh in? We're going to bounce over to basketball here, although we're just getting warmed up on the 49ers, too. We haven't even started on the Kings. Now that the in-season tournament is over, what did the Lakers really win? You know, it's hard here because I'm not sure how much of the bait to take from Kyle, how much to just move on. And when he says stuff like Brock Purdy's on his way out of the league next year, I know it's okay.
I'm messing.
Time to move on.
Yeah, it's time to move
on. We'll do that next year with the Drive Guys on Sacktown Sports.
The Drive Guys, live and local, every afternoon, Monday through Friday on Sacktown Sports.
Hello to Linda Ashley, listening to us today from Tahiti on Twitter. Linda says, what'd she say, Kyle? This is the first radio she's been able to listen to.
In two weeks? Yeah.
Yeah.
So shout out to her, man. How about that?
Oh,
we're worldwide,
we're big,
huh?
We're big in Tahiti.
Yeah, right. Japan, too, right? I'm sure you spread the word over there when you win.
That's right. Absolutely. The whole Pacific Rim. A lot of Drive Guys fans. And, of course, a lot of Kyle Draper fans, of course. And one of them is calling us now. 339-1140, 1-800-920-1140. JR joins us on Sacktown Sports. What's up, JR?
Hey, right, Drive Guys. Drape.
What's up, man?
I like that. It was almost like a Hallmark Channel. I felt like I was watching A Christmas Story there with with your little plea.
That was a good apology, right? You like that.
I respect you, and you went to the game. But here's the thing. Pulling out Whitey, did you just drop that you were a Rams fan originally? Do not think you could
that was a long time ago.
Dude, Phantom is rolling over in his bathtub right now. You are from Vallejo, the toughest freaking town, the seaboard. You sold pretzels that were like 12 days old at the Niners parade.
That's right.
Ooh.
Yep.
And you dropped that you're
a Rams fan.
Were you Everett? What years were you? Give me a name of a guy that played for the Rams.
Way before that. It was an improper upbringing. I blame it on that.
Who was the quarterback back then? Who was your quarterback you first liked back then?
Yeah, come on.
You're going way.
Norm Van Brocklin.
We're going way back.
I was
going
to go with the Norm Van. Is that Kyle that gave the Norm Van Brocklin? Yes.
Yeah,
hey.
Yeah.
But Drapes. I have five rings on my hand. You only have one, so stop with the 20 years plus.
Mm-hmm. That's a good point.
No, but you sound like the Celtics. I mean, the game was different. Like, rules are different. You know, come on now. Are we really claiming rings from 30 years ago? I mean, I guess, but what have you done? There's two generations of kids that have grown up that have not seen a Niners championship.
Well, at what point do the rings not matter anymore, if you will? How long?
That's a great question. I think, you know, when you look at it, I'd say 20 years. After 25, if you haven't won in 25 years, then it's 30 years
almost?
You had
to figure out
when
did the
math,
Eagles
right?
win? When was the Philly special?
No, but
when was that? I got to count that in there.
I understand Niners fans are proud. But when you think about it, though, for that franchise and the Cowboys, too, you can throw the Cowboys in there. These are two premier iconic franchises in the NFL. And for neither of them to not have won since, 95, 94?
The Cowboys, it's more dramatic. You're right. But, I mean, the Cowboys were in, like, the NFC Championship game every year.
Yeah.
They didn't go to the Super Bowl.
And then they fell off.
They just haven't been. They're not.
They haven't sniffed it.
Yeah.
No, you're right. It's it goes to show the NFL and parity we talk about all the time. You know, what would you say? Let me ask you this. And we can have this discussion with fans, too, if they want. What's the most iconic franchise in the NFL all time? Is it just based on rings and championships and Super Bowls? Is it sustained success? Like, for instance, the Patriots. They got the Super Bowls, but it was just, you know, during that short window.
But they don't have that brand.
They don't have that brand, right. Is it Niners, Cowboys, those two?
It might be the Cowboys, and I hate to say that, you know, but
and
that's
not
why they're on TV all the time.
Like that. Yeah,
that's why they're always on TV. Green Bay also, but you know, look how long it's been. You know, I know Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron won one.
Yeah, they won the first two Super Bowls, but there's something about Lambeau Field.
And what they got, four total, I think, because Brett Favre won one.
Uh-huh.
Rodgers won one.
Steelers would be up there.
Steelers.
Mm-hmm.
You talk about a team that's been in the mix. They've, you know, been in the mix or at least 500 every year. They're, you know,
yeah.
They haven't bottomed out.
It should be the Patriots, but I'm not sure it is.
I don't think so.
Yeah, short window is a little bit mean to the Patriots. That was a 20-year run of dominance.
Yeah,
right.
But, you know, here we are. The Patriots are, what, 3-in or 4 wins, whatever they have. If the Cowboys had 4 wins, if the Niners had, it would be on every talk show. I feel like the Patriots fell off so quickly and so bad that there's not much, other than Bill Belichick's future,
mm-hmm.
there's not much to talk about with them.
Right.
If the Cowboys bottom out, it's a story no matter what.
Yeah.
You know, whether
who is it?
Good or bad.
Is it Orlovsky says that's all? He was on like McAfee
yeah.
or something. He
yeah.
was saying, that's all they allow us to talk about. We have to talk about the Cowboys all the time. Right. So theoretically, that's what people care about.
Because
I don't have an opinion
of
yeah.
Dallas,
uh-huh.
whether good or bad.
Uh-huh.
You know, and so I don't think that's the same with, like, let's say New England. Or even
right.
my Eagles or, you know, some of these other teams.
Oh, your Eagles are pretty far down.
Yeah, because we're lovable. Everybody, you know.
Oh, that, yeah, sure. That's it. The Koala Bears of the NFL.
Yeah.
The Philadelphia Eagles. The 49ers are pretty high up there, but Dallas is probably the team.
The team.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the Raiders used to be, but let's face it.
Yeah.
They're.
Nobody cares.
They're
yeah. They don't register anymore. Like, they're more bark than bite.
Yeah. What happened to them yesterday? Our buddy Chris Watkins, you know, he's a Vikings fan.
Yep.
So his birthday, I think, was it in August? And he was telling us that his mom or somebody got him tickets to go to that game yesterday.
Oh, he went
so
down
he was
there
at
yesterday?
That game. So on the one hand, he saw his team win. But on the other hand, it was 3-0.
Yeah, that's just, that is horrible. My son, he texted me. He's like, Dad, or not texted me. He told me, Dad. Because he had Justin Jefferson fantasy. He had Jalen Hurts. He's like, my team was bad. I didn't get one touchdown. And I'm like, what are you talking about? You got Jefferson. 3-0.
Yeah.
Think about that.
And it was a late field goal.
And it was a lot of Vikings fans down there as well. They took over Allegiant. The Raiders are our strong brand, but they don't move the needle anymore. Like,
nope.
they have a loyal fan base.
Yeah.
A vocal fan base. But outside of that.
Yeah. No disrespect to those you know, tried and true Raider fans who've been through so much. But right now, the Las Vegas Raiders, compared to what the Oakland Raiders stood for, what they meant to the league, it's there's no comparison.
Yeah.
No comparison.
I'm looking at the YouTube chat here, Sacktown Sports 1140. The Monarchs won a championship before the Sacramento Kings, Drapes. Like, that's some shot at me. Like, you know, it's what that got to do with the price of tea, you know? Come
there's
on.
Ruthie Bolton.
Yeah, Ruthie
right
Bolton.
There.
Speaking of WNBA, Chelsea Gray. On the pre and post game tonight, she's joining the
nice.
NBC Sports family.
Help me out with her background.
Three-time champion, finals
mm-hmm.
MVP.
Wow.
Back in 2022, played her college ball at Duke. I think she's going to be a Hall of Famer when it's all
yeah.
said and done. So she'll be on the show tonight at 6:30.
Are we going to see Chelsea Gray against Drapes one-on-one?
She ain't ready for these elbows. Especially after yesterday. I'm in a bad mood, Whitey. I mean, you may think that I'm nice and calm, cool, and collected, but I'm hurting on the inside. Yesterday was a bad day. And let me... I'm going to go on a little rant.
What
here.
Did you think was going to happen yesterday?
No, but
well, I know the Eagles. Thing
right,
was,
the Eagles. Yeah,
sure,
that's compounded.
I get that.
Exactly. Thank you, Kyle. This is why I don't go to football games. Too many people. Every line was long.
Mm-hmm.
It took forever to get a hot dog.
Yeah.
You got kids with you. Like, when are we going to get into 2023 and have mobile ordering at Levi's Stadium?
I thought they don't have that.
I don't think so. I don't think that. And it took me 4.5 hours to get home last night.
Well, yeah.
Trying to get out of that place. I was walking to my car and I was like, man, they do a good job getting pedestrians out of here. They do a great job getting the walking pedestrians, but getting the cars out of there, it was terrible. That's why I don't go to football games. It's not because the Niners, you know what? But I can't do the 4.5 hour drive after the game.
I was actually hoping, I was thinking to you, and I was hoping that traffic was so bad that you didn't make it home in time to see the Eagles.
Oh, man. It,
maybe he won't have to
I
watch
I was following
all this.
On my phone, and, you know, I was watching through the NBC app, and, you know, when Dallas got up, I forget what the score was, 24. 24-6 or something.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
It's a wrap.
I think it was 24-3 at one point.
Yeah, and we got the touchdown, the defensive touchdown. I'm like,
yeah,
it's disappointing right now to be an Eagles fan. I'll call it like I see it. It's disappointing.
Well, they're not stopping anybody. That's the thing. You know, if you're going to be a good team, you know, a really good team that can compete for a title, you got to make the other team feel you defensively. And the last few weeks, they just haven't been doing that. Now I'm wondering about Dallas. You know,
are they
legit? Easy to dismiss Dallas after the 49ers dismantled them, but I don't know about the Cowboys now.
I think they're legit.
I hope not, but they may be.
They I don't know if they can go into Levi's and get the win, obviously. But if they get home field, they're playing extremely. And they got the pieces, too, man. They have the pieces. And
I've always liked Dak. He probably will be the MVP. I don't mind that because MVP, I don't care. I don't think in football it matters as much as other sports because it's basically just – it's almost like the Cy Young Award. It's like the best quarterback award. If he gets it, fine. If Purdy gets it, fine. I agree with something you said earlier. I think with the 49ers, you got Purdy, McCaffrey, Debo, Ayuk. None of them's going to get it. Kittle. Right. They cancel each other out.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So, yeah, exactly. And you look at CMC, there's a segment, including me, who thinks he's the most valuable on the team. And so, what's up, Isaiah? Our guy Isaiah just came and said, what's up? I think CMC will get some votes that'll take away from – there's a segment, like I said, who thinks CMC is the reason why they're playing so well and they're so great. And they'll take that'll take away votes from Brock Purdy. So, like, when you look at the Cowboys, like you said, there's nobody other than Dak that we're talking about in that conversation. But the Niners, we're talking about a couple of guys. Yeah.
I don't think it'll happen, but if, you know, the 49ers this year, this is a huge year. It's like, this is the best team. This is the year they gotta break through and actually win it. If somehow, some way, they were to beat the Eagles and then they ended up losing to Dallas, again, I'm sorry for even bringing this up, some 49er fans probably wouldn't be able to talk for like a month. So now you got something to root for. You know?
But here's the thing. If you're a Niners fan, this is setting up a dream scenario.
Yeah.
Possibly having to go and beat the Cowboys and the Eagles.
Like, yes.
If you get through that and win the Super Bowl, those fan bases can't say anything to you. You won the Super Bowl. That will be a difficult stretch to get through, too. And so it's setting up for the Niners pretty nice.
I got a question for you about Levi's Stadium. We'll get to that. Also, has the face of the league gone too far? Does the NFL need to crack down on the face of the NFL after his outburst yesterday? That's next year with the Drive Guys from the Golden One Center on Sacktown Sports.
Your afternoon home for Kings Talk and so much more. The Drive Guys on Sacktown Sports.
Getting ready for the Kings tonight, hosting the Brooklyn Nets, but we've been talking a lot of NFL, a lot of 49er football. Kyle was at the game yesterday. Just want to touch briefly on what happened yesterday in Kansas City, where the Buffalo Bills surprised the Chiefs in overtime. The Chiefs thought they scored a late touchdown to take the lead with about a minute and a half to go. But as you probably know, that was an incredible play where Kelce lateraled back to Kadarius Toney for an apparent touchdown. But it was called back because of offsides. And Patrick Mahomes was unhappy, to say the least. Here's Patrick Mahomes complaining about the officiating and that call specifically after the game.
I mean, not only for me, but just for football in general. I mean, just to take away greatness like that, I mean, for a guy like Travis to make a play like that, and who knows if we win. As I know, as fans, you want to see the guys on the field decide the game, and that's why last week I didn't say anything about the flag that didn't get called on the Marquez. And so, I mean, they're human, man. They make mistakes, but I mean, it's every week we're talking about something, and all I can do is go out there and give everything I have, and I'm proud of the guys because that's what we did, and it was a great football game that ended, another great football game that just ended like that. It's just tough to swallow.
He went on and on about the officiating and the call, the offside call. Andy Reid went on and on about it, talked about it. It was an embarrassment for the league. I think if you're the NFL, at some point you got to say, hey, we got to fine you guys, right? You can't keep criticizing the officials like this.
Yeah, and that's what the NBA does, right?
We get
hammered with a fine all the time. And if I'm correct, the call was – the right one, right?
Absolutely, 100%
like,
correct.
And I think Andy Reid came out today and said, Tony, you know, usually receivers check with the line judge and say, hey, am I good? Tony, he didn't do that yesterday when he lined up. And so he was totally in the fall and total overreaction. Patrick Mahomes behaving like a baby on the sidelines,
yep.
too. That, come on, man. This is the face of the league we're talking about.
Frustrated.
And he's yelling at the officials. And you know what it looked like to me, Whitey, as I'm watching it and thinking? It looks like a guy who sees his Super Bowl window this year closing.
Mm-hmm.
Because the Chiefs, they're reeling right now. They aren't playing good football. They're going to have to go on the road in the AFC playoffs, something they haven't done during their Super Bowl runs. And so I just think the frustration boiled over, but they were totally wrong on that call. Like, the officials got it right. And so that venom should be directed at your teammate.
Yeah.
Not necessarily the officials.
They're calling that more this year.
Yeah.
And I think one reason I read somewhere that one reason they're calling it more is because of the brotherly shove, where they want to make sure that offensive linemen don't get a little head start on that. So they're cracking down on being offsides, and they've called it a lot more this year than they have in the past. And I think, didn't somebody say, I think Patrick Mahomes said, oh, you should get a warning. And
right.
one of the officials said that late in the game, that blatant a violation. No, you don't get a warning for that. So
yeah,
there's, you're right. There's, it's not like, it wasn't a controversial, like, gee, was he offsides or not? It's like, hello.
It's like, yeah, it was blatant. And
the official doesn't know, Kyle, excuse me, but
yeah,
the official doesn't know what's going to happen. So
right.
Mahomes says, well, that was a great play.
That was a play we'll be talking about forever. Yeah,
yeah,
exactly.
His official supposed to say, never mind, great play, so no penalty.
And you would think, as a wide receiver, that's the first thing you're taught. Like, that's the, once you break the huddle, you got to line up properly. Like, I don't.
And just, they'll give you the benefit of the doubt if it's close.
If it's close, but that wasn't close. And it's just, you know, the Chiefs have had some bad losses this year, like some, you know, that one, the Eagles one, you know, dropped the ball, but they look very beatable. And I think what you saw was Mahomes realizing that. And that coming out, that frustration coming out yesterday.
I want to ask you about the atmosphere at the game yesterday, because at Levi's, when they first finished that place, you know, the 49ers were starting to fall out of good graces. They were declining. Their first year, I think, Harbaugh was a coach, and that was when the Seahawks had their Thanksgiving feast at midfield.
Yep.
49ers missed the playoffs. Then you had Tom Sula, you had Chip Kelly. And for years, people talked about, this place, it's okay, but there's no atmosphere. It's kind of just plain. There's nothing really that distinguishes it. But in recent seasons, since 2019, when the 49ers have started winning, the fans have been bringing in the enthusiasm that's made it a pretty cool place. What was your impression of the stadium yesterday and the game time experience and environment?
No, I thought it was pretty good. I thought, you know, and what the Niners do a great job of, their players, is engaging the fans in the end zones. You know, every kickoff, they're running down, you know, they're right up in the end zone there, you know, punts, everything. I thought it was great. The atmosphere was good. You know, I've been in some louder stadiums. You know, I've been in Lambeau before. That place, you know, it's tremendous. I've been in Minnesota for Vikings games before. You know, that place gets super
loud.
It's
a pretty cool
well.
Facility, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Nice. Yeah. It is. Yeah, exactly. But I thought it was good. I thought it was solid. One thing I didn't like, they had Rob Bass as the halftime performance, and the stage is like in the corner of like, it's not at midfield or somewhere where you could really see. And I thought the sound system wasn't that good, but it was okay. It was okay. And then somebody in the chat said, Drapes, they do have mobile ordering. Maybe not in my seats. I was in the nosebleeds yesterday. I was like literally the last row in the stadium.
Okay.
I got the hookup. You know, somebody gave me some tickets for free, so you can't beg or, you know, complain about that. But I texted my guys like, dude, if I would have known it was the last row in the building, like literally I told my son, he'll get a kick out of this. Hopefully I don't sound bougie by saying this. I said, you know how you could tell you're high up? When you have to look down to see the game clock and the timeouts and the score and everything. You know, like, I was way up there. We had to look way down. Because, you know how it is. Why did you just, all right, let me look up and find the clock and everything.
Yeah.
We had to look way down, man. It was, you know what, but we had a great time.
Uh-huh.
It was.
And you got them for free, I hope.
I got it for free. Exactly.
Okay. Yeah.
Exactly.
Because, you know, you do work for the home of the 49ers. I mean, you got already connections here working. at Sacktown Sports.
Oh, really? We got tickets too? All right.
I don't know. I don't know. I'm not saying. I'm not saying.
First, I'm hearing of it.
Would be like that dude. That dude right there. He's not allowed back.
That's true.
Yeah.
If there's a list, you're either not on it or you're at the very, very bottom. But hey, that's all
right.
But
it was great. Yeah, it was great weather. Fortunately, we were in the sun section, so you know when the sun was setting.
Yeah.
It was. You know, we still got. You know, sunlight. And so, no, it was a fantastic day. Other than the outcome, it was a fantastic day.
Were there many Seahawks fans there?
There were. There were some Seahawks fans there wearing their jerseys proudly,
mm-hmm.
you know. And people are like, Drapes, how come you didn't wear your jersey, your Eagles? Well, first of all, the wound is too fresh. You know, this was just last week. Like, and the fan, like, they came to blows on the field. And
yeah.
So I had a, people are clowning me. Why do you have an AFC sweatshirt on? It wasn't AFC, like American football. It was Arsenal Football Club.
Oh, okay.
So people confuse that
All
with
right.
AFC.
Yeah.
So let me just set that record straight.
All right, when we come back here, which number best explains how dominant the 49er offense was yesterday? I bet you'd love to get into that, huh?
Do we need to?
Then we will do that.
I know it ain't the Eagles.
When we come right back to the Golden One Center Drive.